Imagine this. A film star with a thick, difficult-to-understand accent enters a statewide race as a Republican candidate. Despite being new to politics, he manages to squeeze out his opponent to win 54% of the vote in a primary for U.S. Senate. This election actually happened in 1998 in Vermont. The man in question was Fred Tuttle.
See, I know Vermont pretty good. I know the bridges are all gone. I know the roads are all gone, and the farms are all going out, and I know all that stuff. A lot of rich people moving in, that don't make any difference to them whether somebody's poor or rich, or they just pay the tax and go on.
We learned today that Fred Tuttle died over the weekend. He was 84. He was just a dairy farmer before he starred in a movie, a fiction film, that depicted a character named Fred Tuttle running for Congress. A few years later, in an effort to publicize the movie, Mr. Tuttle actually ran for the U.S. Senate in a campaign that mirrored the film, in which he spelled out his best qualities.
F is for friendly, R is for renewable, E is for extraterrestrial, D is for dinky.
Fred Tuttle's career beyond dairy farming began because his neighbor in Turnbridge, Vermont, was filmmaker John O'Brien, who joins us now. Welcome, Mr. O'Brien.
Hi, Michelle.
Did you meet Fred Tuttle first and then get this idea for the film? Was he the inspiration?
He was. I grew up just up the road from him. He had a dairy farm and my parents had a sheep farm.
What did he think about your film project? Was it a hard sell for him?
No, once he got going, he loved it. And even when it was done and we would go around and introduce it and do a Q&A, I would always go out and get something to eat and he would always stay and watch every performance of himself. So he probably saw himself about 1,000 times.
How did he manage to do so well in the real election? He was, as we said, a newcomer to politics.
Not unlike Mr. Schwarzenegger. In Vermont, anyway, he was a movie star and became something of a folk hero. So there's nothing like show business to get your name out there.
And as a gentleman farmer, he certainly looked the part, didn't he?
He was, right. He, not exactly a gentleman farmer, since the Tuttles were old-time Vermont hill farmers who, as Fred said, and when the Depression came, they didn't even know about it because everybody was so poor. There was no real change.
He was on the campaign trail. He always wore his overalls, his trademark New Balance shoes, and he was a man with a very quick wit.
He was. He was sort of like a real-life W.C. Fields. I mean, he just had a uniquely comic outlook on life.
But he could be tough if he had to. He put his opponent on the line.
That's right. There was a Vermont Public Radio debate, and Fred, who's a 10th grade dropout, was up against this Massachusetts carpetbagger, Jack McMullen, who had both a Harvard Law and a Harvard Business degree. So for the head-to-head questions, we had to come up with something that would stump this multimillionaire businessman. And first we asked him how many tits on a cow, which he failed, saying there were six when there were only four. And we asked him to pronounce Vermont town names, which he booted a couple of those. And then even more serious stuff, like if he had ever been to a town meeting or if he had voted in a general election, which he hadn't either.
And he delivered in the end what must be one of the best concession speeches of all time. Do you remember that?
Right. I think he said, I've had a great run. This has been a lot of fun, and now it's time to go dig my potatoes.
John, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks, Michelle.
Filmmaker John O'Brien speaking about his friend Fred Tuttle, dairy farmer, movie star, and politician who died over the weekend at age 84.
I'm Fred Tuttle, running for Regressive Party in Washington, and I'm pretty sure and hope I get it. I'm a man with a plan. In conclusion, I do not ask...